Some good news from the Gospel of John. In the beginning, there was the Word. The Word was in God's presence, and the Word was God. The Word was present to God from the beginning. Through the Word, all things came into being, and apart from the Word, nothing came into being that has come into being. In the Word was life, and that life was humanity's light, a light that shines in the darkness, a light that the darkness has not overtaken. These are words of hope from our sacred writings. Thanks be to God.
That perennial annual question that pops up every single year. What do you want for Christmas? Now, I know that some organized folk started with this question months ago. I also know that some of you just finished your shopping today. Fess up. Whenever it happens that we shop, it starts really early these days. And what do we ask for these days? What do we get for people who have everything? Or for the people who are hard to shop for? The frantic purchasing just starts early and earlier, it seems. When did Black Friday start before Black Friday? And why is it in Canada anyway? Some will get what they want this Christmas. Most in our world actually will not. This world of shopping and extravagant gifting is the world really of Santa and people who have money, and face it, for the most part, is really just a Western capitalistic consumeristic thing. We like our stuff. Of course, there's nothing wrong with giving and receiving gifts. That's all fine. Generosity and graciousness are good any time of the year when we're reasonable and appropriate. Then there's that other question that goes along with what do you want for Christmas, and it's this: what's on your wish list this year? And you might get some of the same answers, or the answers might wander sort of into the area of wistfulness. My wish is for everyone to be happy, or to have enough. Or, I wish that everyone would get along this year, or that war would end, or that I could just see my loved one just one more time, or this big one, my wish is for world peace. And we hear the longing and the sentiment in these wishes. They really are genuine and heartfelt. At the same time, we do understand that these desires really fall into the realm of genies and fairy godparents and magic and blowing out Christmas or blowing out birthday candles. They are wistful, but not real. We sigh then and send our wishes to the stars. If only we think they could be true. But wishes are only that, wishes. The question that really needs to be asked at Christmas is really the one that is so infrequently asked. What is it that you need this Christmas? What do you need this Christmas? What do I need? What do we need? And perhaps of all the questions, this is the one that we actually have an answer for. For it is the reason that we celebrate this birth tonight. That child who arrived millennia ago did not come to provide everything we want or to provide magical solutions to all of our problems. He came to give us what we need. Do we understand that this is what Christmas is all about? It's about celebrating the one who entered into the world to offer us not magical solutions or our wishes. He came to give us what we need. He offers peace, a deep peace that settles our souls. You know that the way to peace on earth will never come until human beings know what peace feels like in themselves. He also offers us a path to justice, a restorative justice that provides for all people what they need through loving our neighbor, non-judgment, sharing, generosity and compassion, and challenging the powers that hinder justice in the world. And he offers us purpose and meaning as he leads us into deeper connection with God, with the ground of our being and the source of our life. We are to love. That's our purpose. Love God, our neighbors, ourselves. Caring for each other is our reason for living. We are here because we are meant to be here right now and give of ourselves for the well-being of the planet and all its inhabitants. We each have a part to play in the healing and wholeness of the world. At Christmas, I think our hearts are just a little bit softer. We turn ourselves more towards celebration and joy and generosity. And in that softness is also a tinge of melancholy as we are reminded of the pain and grief of the things we have experienced this year and the losses that we have incurred. And in this softness of our hearts, this opening, perhaps we can make room to open ourselves to the Holy Child so that we might actually receive what we need. We need that which will give us hope and joy and peace. We need a light to show us the way. We need Christ, who is the light of the world. Over the season of Advent and leading up to Christmas, we focused on exploring the brilliant things that give life and light to our lives. The places where we see God in the unexpected, our relationships, creation, and being fully present to God in the world. We looked at brilliant things that bring peace, love, and wholeness into our lives. And we might not have come up with an actual million brilliant things, but we came up with hundreds of brilliant things, 728 brilliant things to be exact. They're actually posted on the sheets at the back on the wall there if you want to look at them after. Are 728 brilliant things that people wrote down. Remarkably, or perhaps unremarkably, most of us find God regularly in our everyday lives. We may not always see God in them because they are so common and unremarkable. But there were many common themes. We find peace and gain a sense of wholeness and purpose in those we love, in birth and death, in community and silence. Some told poignant stories of love and of loss. Others spoke of their pets. Many feel God in nature, while others feel God in helping. Music and worship. Illness and healing, laughter and tears, hugs and handshakes all remind us of God in our lives and of the million brilliant things we encounter every single day. What we often forget is that Jesus is the light from which all of the most brilliant things in our lives emanate. John tells us that Jesus is the word through which all things were created and connected. He reminds us that through Christ, light came into the world to give us what we need. There is nothing magic or materialistic in what Jesus offers. Christmas really is about what we need. Light in the darkness, hope for the world and for our own lives. a Savior who is God with us in every moment of every day, leading us to peace and justice, healing and wholeness. Tonight, we celebrate the one who comes even now to give us what we need. What is on your list? Seek the Holy Child this Christmas because he is available to all of us. If you ask, you will find. Then listen and respond.